Okay, let's begin our discussion. Beit Salamit Vav. Beit Salamit Vav is today's daf, and we'll talk about a topic that comes up in four or so different places, seemingly explicit in the Gemara, but there's a line in the end of today's daf that plays a crucial role in the sugya, and that is there a mitzvah to get married? Mitzvah of Kiddushin. We know there's a mitzvah of Puruvu. That's clear in the Torah and in Sefer Bereishis, Puruvu Miluas Haaretz. Maybe it's a tzivui, maybe it's also a bracha. Having children, and the Gemara in Yevamos discusses what exactly the mitzvah is. Minimum, is it a boy and a girl? Is it two boys? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, based on Moshe Rabbeinu and others. But the question is, what about marriage? What about marriage? That is an earlier stage. So, is there a mitzvah to get married? So that's the Mishnah here on the Beit Salamit Vav Mabez, where the Mishnah discusses three categories of actions that are aser on Shabbos and on Yontif. The Gemara says, Kol shechayav ala mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, b'shabbos chayav ala miyontif. All the three categories that are aser on Shabbos that are also aser on Yontif. What are these categories? So the Mishnah says, well, there are three. First category are actions that are not a mitzvah at all. They're just pure Yisurei Drabanan. Ve'ilu mishum shvus. Lo olon be'ilon, climbing a tree. Ve'lo rochvan agave behema, not riding an animal. Ve'lo shadat liyamayim, riding a raft. All of these are Drabanan. And the Mishnah includes something that we discussed a couple of days ago. Ve'lo metapchen, ve'lo misapchen, ve'lo meraktin. Dancing and clapping. This is the source for that, right? We discussed a couple of days ago. That is, because the Tosfos was earlier on Daf Lamed. The Tosfos about Bizman Hazeh, that maybe it doesn't apply anymore. That was Lamed Amid Aleph. But here's the source of it. So that's category one. Then category two. Ve'elu hein mishum reshus. The following actions are Asur Drabanan, and they have a little bit of a mitzvah related to them, but they're not full-fledged mitzvahs. Right? And these are also Asur Drabanan, even though they're close. Right, close to being a mitzvah. Rashi says, "Rishus sheyesh bo ksas mitzvah of a low mitzvah gedola, vikarov hu lios dvar harishus." It's a little mitzvah, but it's not a huge mitzvah, and it's close to being a dvar harishus. So, what's in that category? So, the Mishnah says, "Lo danin, being a judge, you're not allowed to be a judge on Shabbos and Yontif, velo mekanshin." Getting married, kiddushin, first stage of marriage, kiddushin, erisin. That's aser derabanan on Shabbos and Yontif, and it's in the category of divrei rishus. V'lo cholse, v'lo miyabin, and also yibim and chalitza. They're all in the category, and we'll get to the Gemara in a second. And the Mishnah says, then you have the third category of eloi misha mitzvah, and then you have the ones that are full fledged mitzvos. And lo makdishin, even though it's a mitzvah, there's also the rabbanan on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to be makd or something to the base of Mikdash, v'lo ma'arichin, v'lo machrimin, all the different ways that you can give something to the base of Mikdash, v'lo makbin shumas and maestris, being makd for shumas and maestris, all of those are usher midrabbanan on Shabbos and Yontif, even though it's mitzvah. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. We're just going to focus on the Kiddushin one. But you could also ask the question about Yibum, Chalitza, well, those aren't mitzvahs. So obviously there's something deeper going on here. But the Mishnah has, in the category of what the Mishnah calls Rishus, not mitzvah, marriage. So ask the Gemara, Vaha mitzvah ka'avid. He's doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. Vaha mitzvah ka'avid. You read those words, it sounds clearly like that marriage is a mitzvah. Right? How could you put, the Gemara's not asking on the halacha, but on the categorization. Why is marriage in category 2 and not in category 3? Vaha mitzvah ka'avid. Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha de'islev ishu banim. Well, it must be done by a case where he already has a wife and children. He already has a wife and children. So how does that answer the question? If the mitzvah is about marriage has nothing to do with kids, does it? Okay, the ultimate purpose of marriage is to have a child. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Eved Ezra, Siman Aleph, mitzvah to get married in order to live for us the lirbos. But does that affect the marriage itself? Marriage is affected by children? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. And also, what about Isha? Isha Ubanim? So, I mean, he already has a wife and children. If he just has children, then that would be different? Right? It's like Banim, okay. Is this, we're not talking about Puruvu. Rashi puts in Puruvu into the Gemara. The Gemara asks, you're doing a mitzvah, v'ha mitzvah ka'avid. Rashi says, v'ha mitzvah ka'avid, shenose isha lifros v'lirbos. Rashi puts it into even the havamina of the Gemara. Shenose isha lifros v'lirbos. V'mai kari la rishus. Why do you call it a Rishus? And the Gemara answers, this the issue of Banim. Rashi, Shnei Zacharim Lebei Shammai, who Zacharim Kevel Lebei Silal. Visulo Mifkid Kulehai. And therefore, you're not so commanded to have any more children. Umiyak Sas Mitzvah Ika, there's still a little mitzvah. Kidamar, as the Pasuk says, and he quotes the Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Salamach Beis, that quotes the Pasuk in Koheles, Baboker Zara Zaracha, V'la'erev Altanach Yodecha, which is a Pasuk about the Mitzvah Rabbanan of having more children. Lasheves. Lasheves Yitzorah. So Rashi is putting it in, but maybe it's not Rashi's fault, it's the Gemara's fault. The Gemara is talking about wife and children. So it sounds like from the maskan of the Gemara that once you have children, then there's no mitzvah even to get married. So you read this Gemara, so is there a mitzvah to get married or not? The first line sounded like maybe, but then once you read the second line, it sounds like no, right? Maybe it's connected to Peruvu. So that's issue Gemara number one, where we have the Gemara seems to take a stand that maybe Lamaskan is not a mitzvah. The Gemara in Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak, the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, the Gemara says, there, Ha'ish Mekadis Bo B'Shlucho, a man can get married not only by himself, but he can get married with a Shliach. Ha'ish Mekadis Bo B'Shlucho, and so to the woman. And the Gemara asks, Hashta B'Shlucho Mekadis Bo Miboy, if he could get married, so then if he could do it with a Shliach, then surely he could do it himself, right? There's something that my Shliach could do that I can't do. So the Mishnah should have just said, Mitzvah, Ha'ish Mekadesh B'Shlucho. A man can get married through his shliach, and obviously he can get married by himself. So why does it have to mention Bo? So Amar of Saf, Amar of Yosef, Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. But it says Bo to teach me that there's a mitzvah for him to get married more than his shliach to get married. Mitzvah to do it yourself. Kihadr of Safar Machra Kresha, like Rav Safar used to roast the head of the fish himself for Kavod Shabbos. Rava Malach Shibuta, Rava used to salt the the fish. Shibuta is the fish. They used to be physically, personally involved in the physical preparations of Shabbos. And therefore, just like there, you say mitzvah, bo yisumi b'shlucho, they didn't have a servant do it, or shliach, so too, when a person gets married. But what do you see from here? The Gemara uses the lashon of mitzvah when it comes to marriage. Mitzvah, bo yisumi b'shlucho. Rashi quotes, again, we're not doing that sugya now, but cannot do read this Rashi. Techi asik gufo b'mitzvos, mekabel schar tvei. When a person is physically involved in mitzvos, he gets more schar, he gets more reward. So, again, important Rashi, does that principle apply to all mitzvos, only certain types of mitzvos, but mitzvah vo yasvi b'shlucha, the Gemara applies that word to marriage. So it sounds like it is a mitzvah. One other Gemara. These are the three Gemaras. Beit Salam, Vav Lam, and Zayin, Kiddushin, Mem Aleph, and Moed Katan, Daf Yud, Chesam, Abes. The Gemara there is talking about getting married on Yontif. Is a person allowed to get married on Yontif? Well, stage one of marriage or stage two of marriage? Kiddushin or Nisuin? So Nisuin you can't do on Yontif because we know one of two, either Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, you're not allowed to mix together and overlap the Simcha of marriage and the Simcha of Yontif, or B'Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha, be Sameach in your holiday and not in your wife, but the Gemara says that you're allowed to have Kiddushin. You're allowed to be ma'aris on Cholomoid. Mutter Amar Shmuel, Mutter la'aris Isha b'cholashamoid. Why Shemi ked menu acher? Because if you don't marry her, maybe someone else will. Maybe she's going out with two people and she's pretty serious about with two people. And if you don't do it, so then you know somebody else is going to do it. Okay, skip a couple of lines. Says the Gemara Lema Messiah. Let's try to prove this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said earlier, the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah from earlier on Daf Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah Chesma Beis says, Ein nosin nashim b'moed. You're not allowed to do nisuin on Yantif. Lo besulos v'lo ba'almanos. V'lo miyabin v'nechizim chiyilo. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do nisuin, stage two of marriage on Yantif. Hala ari shari. So we say, well, maybe that's mashba, that first stage of marriage would be okay. So isn't this a riot to Shmuel? Shmuel says, you're allowed to do erisin. You're allowed to do kiddushin achalamoed. So, isn't that we have a raya? Because the Mishnah says you can't do nisuin on moed. Mashmi, you can do erisin on moed. So the Gemara says no raya. Lo mi boy kamar. Maybe the Mishnah is just saying the bigger chiddush. Really, you can't do erisin on moed either. But the bigger chiddush is nisuin. Why is it the bigger chiddush? Lo mi boy la'ares delo ka'avid mitzvah. Not only erisin where you're not doing a mitzvah. Ella afilu lisa nami de ka'avid mitzvah. Asur, but nisuin, where you are doing a mitzvah, Why? Because now you're physically already together, and maybe that could lead to puravu. See, even that where it's a mitzvah, that's also usur. What does the Gemara say beferish? La'aris deloka avid mitzvah. So the Gemara Kiddushin says Kiddushin is a mitzvah. The Gemara Moikatan says Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Our Gemara, well, Havamina Maskana. The Havamina sounds like it is a mitzvah, but the Maskana kind of takes that away. Right, so how do you put all this together? So it is known that there is a major machlokas we've shown him whether getting married is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam clearly in more than one place, the Rambam says it is a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam in the Koteret, the Rambam says the mitzvah is Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin, to get married with Ksuba and with Kiddushin. Interesting, he puts in Ksuba, that's interesting. And he puts in Nisuin and Kiddushin in the year. But Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. The Rambam also counts it as a separate mitzvah say in mitzvah Reshut Gimel. But the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Kodemat Torah, right? One of the few places where the Rambam talks about history. History in the Mishnah Torah. Kodemat Torah, before the Torah was given, Haya Adam Pogia Isha Bashuk, a man used to meet a woman, Imratza Huvihi Lisa Osa, if they wanted to get married, he used to bring her into his house and have beer with her, and they could be married. It used to be no legal construct as part of marriage. Just physical, he brings her in and they get married. But once the Torah was given, the Bnei Yisrael were commanded, there has to be a kinyan. First, there has to be a kinyan before the nisuin, and only afterwards they can be married. As it says, and the Rambam says, "V'likuchin elu mitzvus asei shel Torahim." This likuchin, this kinyan, is a mitzvah asei daraisa. Mitzvah asei daraisa. The Rambam is clear that getting married, separate from puravu, getting married is a mitzvah. And the Rambam goes into one of three ways you can get married: kesef, sharam, bia. Very controversial Rambam. The Rambam says kesef is midivrei sofrim. What does that mean? Is that daraisa? Is that drabanan? One of the big sugyas in the beginning of Meseches Kiddushin. But the Rambam says that here in Perek Aleph. The Rambam continues and says that later on in Perek Gimel, where the Rambam talks about the marriage ceremony. The Rambam says the marriage ceremony, first you make the bracha and then you give the ring. Why? Because this is a birchas hamitzvah. And just like every birchas hamitzvah you have to do before you do the mitzvah, over lasiyasan, so to marriage. Kala makadish isha, beinai de atma, beinai de shliach, sarach levarach kodim hakidushin. He has to make a bracha before kidushin. Who o shlucho? He or his shliach, the mesadar kidushin. V'yachar kach makadish, kiderech shemavarachin kodim kol hamitzvos. That's the Rambam. Just like you make a bracha before every mitzvah, so too you make a bracha before this mitzvah. So that is the Rambam. If you look in the Ravid here says, I'm sorry, I don't agree. Amar Avram, ein anu omrim came. Ela mekadesh v'achar kach mevarech. No, first you do kiddushin, and then you make the bracha. First you give the ring. So one might say, oh, why does the Ravid say this? Maybe the Ravid argues fundamentally. The Ravid holds that this is not a mitzvah, it's not a birchas mitzvah, and therefore you make the bracha afterwards. No, that's not what the Ravid holds. Because if we continue reading, v'hatam, why does the Ravid say that you make the bracha afterwards? B'pnei sha'adavar talui b'das achirim. This is a mitzvah that's dependent upon others. What happens if right when the man said makes the bracha that he's about to put the ring on her finger and she gets cold feet and she runs away from the chuppah? So what's going to happen? That's a bracha levatala I made. The Ravid says anytime there's a mitzvah that depends on others, so then you don't make a bracha on that, right? Stucka, maybe the ani will refuse. Mishloach manos, maybe the friend will refuse. So the Ravid sheet, you don't make a bracha beforehand by any mitzvah that's totally on somebody else. The Ravid seems to say clearly, I'll agree with you that it's a mitzvah and it's a berachas mitzvah, but this berachas mitzvah has to be done afterwards because you can't take any chances. Can't take any chances. And that's why he says, v'ze'atan l'berachas ha'av she'mevarech l'hachniso v'v'riso shel Avraham Avinu. The Ravid seems to hold that l'hachniso is done la'achar asiyason, after the mila. The same reason why. Why is totally on someone else? The baby might say no. No, so maybe there it's for a similar but different reason. Maybe the Moel might mess up. Maybe, right, it's the, or maybe the Moel will get cold feet. I'm fine. If it's talking about the father. The father says it afterwards, because maybe the father will say, the Moel will say Mila, the father will say Lachniso, and then the Moel will be like, well, I don't know, he'll be scared of the blood and he'll faint. Or whatever. It's totally on someone else. If I have to do something, okay, then I'm in control. But if it's someone else, then maybe not. So the Rabbi seems to say fundamentally it is a mitzvah. But either way, the Rambam holds it is a birchas hamitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a birchas hamitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch also, as the Sefer HaChinuch always does, in Tav Kuf Nun Beis, he quotes it as a mitzvah saseh daraisa, mitzvah kiddushin b'isha. It's tavinu l'knos ha'isha b'achad b'shalosh adrachim kodim ha'nisuin. And he goes through the various halachas, and v'noeges mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman, v'over alzeh v'nasei isha m'blishi kashen ha'tchila b'tel ha'seizeh. If somebody starts living together with his wife without doing kedusha beforehand, he is mevatel the mitzvah. Mevatel the mitzvah, I say. And the Mefarshim discussed this at length, the idea of bitel asay. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch paskels like the Rambam, right? We make the bracha of kedushin before we do the ma'aseh kedushin. But not all Rishonim agree. The Ritva argues partially. The Ritva in Ksubis on Daf Zayin says, I'll agree with the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. But it's not a berachas mitzvah. Why don't we just say, what is a berachas mitzvah? Asher k'disonu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu l'kadesh as isha. Why don't we say that? We don't say that. We have this whole fancy bracha, v'tzivanu l'arayos, v'asvanu l'arusos, says the Ritva, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a berachas mitzvah. Why didn't Chazal enact a regular berachas mitzvah here? Good kasha. But the Ritva says that the mitzvah is a mitzvah. But it's not a berachah de mitzvah. Ela al karcha bracha zu eino ela ke'ein kiddush, according to our girsa, or the Ritva continues, ken kiddush al mashik hidashnu akadosh baruch hu yoser mishar ha'umos ben yipir yivarivya. Hashem sanctified us and gave us a whole world of marriage that's different than the other nations. And then he continues, v'yishlo says tamu divrayhem. So then he asks, so why is it that some people make it beforehand? If it's not a berachas mitzvah, it's a berachas shevach, which is usually done afterwards. So he says, even though it's not a berachas mitzvah, it's in the place of a berachas mitzvah. Kivan shomedes b'malkam berachas mitzvah, makdim nosal lahakdim bracha lamaisa. And ve'im avat l'minag b'davarzeh. Then he discusses, but that's the Ritva. So he's the middle shita. Who argues fundamentally the Rosh? The Rosh, both in the Tosfos HaRosh in Ksubis and Daf Zayin, and also here in the Rosh in Ksubis Aleph Yebeis, he says, wrong. There is no mitzvah to get married. There is no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is to have children. Right? Marriage is a hechsher mitzvah. But the bracha is not a bracha, it's a mitzvah. The bracha is a bracha shevach v'hodaya. The Rosh says, let me just read the Lashon. Actually, let me start earlier. But nearly, ki bracha zu eina bracha lasiyas hamitzvah, ki piri v'rivya haynu kiyam hamitzvah, v'imlokach pilegesh, v'kiyam piri v'rivya, eina mukhid l'kadish isha. A separate sugya, but if somebody has a concubine, a pilegesh, he could have biyotin mitzvah puravu with a pilegesh without marriage. V'chid anose yizakena, islandis, o akara, v'chulu ve'ein chiyev a mitzvah ba'zu she'ein ba'kiyem mitzvah per v'rivi hilkach lo niskana bracha b'mitzvah zu. It's not a mitzvah, that's where there's no bracha, it's a mitzvah. It's a bracha shavach, that's the Rosh Hashitah. But the shaila is, so how does each one read the Gemara? Is that a problematic? Right, that's how it has to do with our Gemara. So first the Rambam, right? How does the Rambam read our Gemara? How does the Rambam read the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say, oh yeah, already has kids. And therefore, there's no mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah to get married. What about the Gemara in Moed Katan? Right, you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah says, a nosin. Not only erusin, which isn't a mitzvah, but even nisuin, which is a mitzvah. So how do you understand that? So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah quotes the son of the Rambam. Quotes Rav Avraham ben Arambam, who says, he was asked as Kasha, how does my father read the Gemara in Moed Katan? And he says, what the Gemara in Moed Katan means is that it's not a Gemar mitzvah. It's not the final stage. If I would do Erisin without Nisuin, then that would undermine. Then that would take away what Erisin is. Says the Reb Avraham ben Arambam. Hikshu lo amasha kazer rabbeinu mitzvah aseh shalto lakadish as isha. What about in Moed Katan elam agalchin? So he answers. Shebebinyan ha-mitzvahs betchilas halacha amar hasha mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuva v'kidushin. Remember the formulation of the Rambam? Lisa isha b'kidushin. Kidushin is part of the mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It is the mitzvah, but it's part one of the mitzvah. And if you never do part two of the mitzvah, then part one does not stand on its own. So it is a mitzvah, and it's counted separately, but it's connected. V'lo amar l'kadesh isha. V'zesh amar v'likuch l'neinu mitzvah seish b'fishi t'chilas mitzvahs ha'nisuin. Aval erisin v'lo kit nisuin v'adeh lo hishlim ha'mitzvah adayin. One idea. I heard many years ago from Rav Rosenzweig, or even Rabbi, that maybe there's another pshat. These two Gemaras, maybe you have to understand them. The Gemaras aren't saying they're not a mitzvah. They're not a mitzvah with pressure to do today. Remember, the two Gemaras that we're talking about here that declare it's not a mitzvah are both in the context of why are you doing it today? Right? The mitzvah of getting married on Yantif. The mitzvah to get married, that's the other Gemara in Moed Katan about Moed. And here we're talking about Shabbos and Yantif. But it's a drabbanon of getting married. So maybe when the Gemara answers, he already has kids, so it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do today. That's what the Gemara means. Of course it's a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah that you have to do today, that you have pressure that, oh, the Rabbanon don't want you to do it today. Okay, wait till tomorrow. Right, or the getting married on Yantif. Do it next week. So maybe that's how you can read the Gemara. And number one. Number two, why did, according to the Rambam, if it's a mitzvah, why is there such a strange nusach habracha? Why don't you have a regular, birchas ha-mitzvah? So there are different suggestions given, right? Some say that this isn't a regular mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that also has to do with Isser Arayos. So maybe we want to mention the uniqueness of this mitzvah. It's not just a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has a makes us different than the umos ha'olam in a whole world, right? A, or B, we mentioned recently, maybe it's like, maybe yesterday even, we spoke about Kiddush, maybe it's a bracha on a chalos. It's not just a bracha on a ma'isa mitzvah, where Soloveitchik develops the idea. And if it's a bracha on a chalos, a new status, so maybe that's why it has a fancy lashon, like lachlis of Ebrisa Shalav Mavinu. Okay, we don't have time to go into that, but that's number one. What about the Rush? How does the Rush learn the Gemara in Kiddushin? The Rush holds that it's not a mitzvah to get married. So what does he do with the mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho? Right? So what about our Gemara? So you can say, oh, it's only a Havamina. But what about the Gemara Kiddushin? Mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho. It's not a mitzvah. So what he would have to say is that it is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage to the mitzvah. And the Chiddush of that Gemara is that mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho applies to Hechsher mitzvahs. Right, that would be the Chiddush according to the Rush. Right, it is a Hechsher mitzvah. And that's similar to what's the other example given in the Gemara? Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos also. It's a Hechsher mitzvah to maybe Oneg, but it's a Hechsher mitzvah. And that's the Chiddush. Relates to the Netziv has a Chiddush, which we mentioned in other Shirim. The Netziv says, not every Hechsher mitzvah do you apply mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho. Cutting off the shofar from the ram's head, there's no mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho. Oh, it's good to do it yourself. Right, that's no. Mitzvah yasmei b'shlucho applies to certain Hechsher mitzvahs, what the Netziv calls Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. Sometimes the Torah itself explicitly writes the Hechsher mitzvah. The Torah says, write the mezuzah. Uchsavtam al mezuzahs v'yisecha. Right, what do you mean? The writing the mezuzah is not the mitzvah. It's the affixing the mezuzah is the mitzvah. But since it says uchsavtam, so that's a Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah, and therefore it would apply mitzvah b'yisrael b'shlucha. So to here, ki yikach ish isha, even if getting married isn't a mitzvah, but it says marriage in the Torah. Ki yikach. It doesn't just say puravu. So that's where the Netziv comes up with five or six examples of a Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah with nafkaminas. But one of the nafkaminas is, would you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucha? Again, there's a lot more here. Mitzvah marriage, right? If you say it's talking about puravu there, that's another example. Mitzvah yoser b'shlucha. It's actually mitzvah puravu. Puravu only applies. That is a mitzvah, but then it only passes to the man and not to the woman. And the Gemara there applies mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucha to the woman too. Again, big discussion in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. But this is these are a couple of ideas related to the mitzvah of Kiddushin and how it relates to our Gemara here in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav. Okay, we'll stop here.